A serious crash in Padbury, Capel double murders, and the AUKUS nuclear power subs deal revealed. It's Tuesday, the 14th of March.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Kate Ryan.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Kate. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Although I did make tacos for the kids last night.
Oh, just getting ahead of it.
Yeah.
Really.
Head of my time.
Exactly. You've given me an idea now. Maybe I'll
have for
tacos.
Dinner tonight.
Ooh.
Such an easy one.
It is.
Yeah.
And a good one. Oh, thanks for the tip.
You're welcome.
Now, it's been a big night in news for Perth. A crash has caused a power outage.
Yes, in Padbury, in our northern suburbs. So a driver has smashed into some bins, then a parked car, then a power pole, knocking out power to residents in Padbury. At least 150 households are still without power this morning and will be without power until at least 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow.
So crews at the moment are working to replace the power pole. The power pole there has been knocked to the ground and there are power lines everywhere. So avoid that area. It's an absolute mess. In terms of the driver, they've been taken to hospital and police are investigating whether they suffered a medical episode. And that's why they've hit the bins and the parked car and the power pole.
Yeah, wow.
So quite a bit of damage there. Also, there was a crash in Kewdale where two cars have collided. One of the cars has been sent into a power pole there and also a wall outside a church. So the church has been spared. But yeah, big night in news.
Yeah, a lot of people without power. And tell me about a fire in Innaloo.
Yeah, this one, two dogs have been rescued. One had to be administered with oxygen. So very lucky that they've been saved. As for the residents, they got out okay. But I know people care about pets and dogs. So just wanted to know, let you know that, yeah, the two dogs have been saved. This fire started on Odin Road at about 10:30 last night. Firefighters managed to get control of the blaze. Very lucky that those two dogs were rescued.
Yeah, and I think you were right. We all want to know the safety of our pets.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that they're safe. Now, some disturbing details have been revealed in a shocking murder in the state's southwest, and there's been an update on the trial of this man accused of killing his parents.
Yeah, this is in Capel. Really disturbing story. So this man accused of killing his parents in their home will face a judge-alone trial in June. 48-year-old Robert George Dent has been charged with murdering his parents, Colin and Bernice, back in September 2021. He has pleaded not guilty, and now that's on the basis of unsound mind. So a Supreme Court judge has granted Dent a judge-alone trial, finding the main issue to be determined here is his mental capacity at that time. And expert psychiatric reports submitted to the court have found Dent was likely suffering from schizophrenia or a schizoaffective disorder. So that trial will begin in the middle of the year. Very interesting one. There are a lot of harrowing details that I don't want to get into at this point. But yeah, a really disturbing story that this man has been accused of was killing his parents and may have been suffering from a serious mental illness at the time.
And we've seen a few judge-alone trials in WA over the past few years, but I don't think we've ever seen something like this, or at least I don't remember that. But, I think it's for the courts to decide, and we'll be following this one closely.
Yeah, and you can understand why it is a judge-alone trial on this one, because of that main issue being to be determined, being whether he was of a sound mind, which is essentially the judge considering a medical report as opposed to, having a jury there considering the medical report.
Yeah, and the judges are really able to look at it just legally.
Yeah.
And, they know the law back to front. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been talking about it a lot over the last couple of days, and more details of Australia's biggest military commitment since World War II have been revealed. And this is ahead of the actual meeting between Albo, Joe Biden and Rishi Sunak later today. I feel like they've been going to meet for the last 3 days.
Yeah, they're obviously making a lot of media noise about this deal. I think China are definitely across it now.
I think so. And this was a a press release that was released last night, and it's been revealed the AUKUS deal could cost up to $368 billion, which is huge. And some more details, it's a four-stage plan. The US and UK submarines will step up visits to Australia starting from now, before setting up a rotational force through Perth from 2027, and Australia will build eight of its own nuclear-powered submarines by the mid-2050s. So this is a long-term deal, and like I said, it was the biggest military commitment Australia has made since World War II. The partnership is to promote a free Indo-Pacific region that was secure and stable, which I think is a little bit of a nod or a nudge to China there, saying stable. And the government will spend $8 billion over the next decade on wharf upgrades. And obviously, Premier Mark McGowan has said, you know, the chance to grow WA's defence industry is an enormous opportunity, and he's very happy about that. Meanwhile, Chinese President Xi Jinping has hit back at the AUKUS deal, saying he wanted to build his nation's military into a great wall of steel.
Which is really interesting, because in order to make steel, they need WA iron ore.
So, maybe that's why Mark McGowan's going over to talk to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you might have seen over the weekend the failure of the US bank Silicon Valley Bank. And there's a few concerns over what is going to happen. Obviously, 2008 is very much looming in a lot of people's minds. And there's another question of how this could impact Australia. So the SVB bank failed over the weekend and caused a bank run, basically. It's pandemonium in the US. But the US government has learned from 2008 and stepped in. Stepped in to take over and basically said, we're going to make sure that everyone has their money. So please don't take all of your money out of the bank. We will make sure that it's okay. But in terms of an impact on Australia, it does look like there might be a silver lining for this. Experts are saying that this could reduce the interest rate rises that we're going to see.
Yeah, they might
in
just
Australia.
Keep them on hold.
Yeah, so that is very interesting. I guess we'll keep a close eye on what is happening in America right now, because, any bank failures are quite scary.
Yeah, and we saw that with Lehman Brothers. It only takes sort of one issue and then dominoes.
And there are a few regional banks that are going in that trend in America, but it seems like the Australian banking system isn't quite like America, so ours is a little bit safer. And on a lighter note, we've got a new look at a beach club in Hillarys.
Yeah, so this is under construction at the moment, the Hillarys Beach Club. It'll be home to multiple spaces, a kiosk, a sit-down restaurant, a gastro pub, and a large function space. So we have on Perth Now some of the pictures of an artist's impression of what it's going to look like. They've got sort of the interiors and the exteriors sorted out now. But it's going to be licensed for 500 people. It's going to have uninterrupted views over the Indian Ocean.
Oh, amazing.
So hopefully this is a bit of a sign of things to come, because we have a lot of our coastline not necessarily developed, which we could make the most of.
Yeah.
So in terms of, I know you want to know, when's it going to be ready? Next summer, December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, do you venture out to Hillarys much?
Look, I'm one of these people. I kind of stay in the ghetto of my area a lot. Is that a Perth thing?
I think so.
If something's further than 20 minutes, it's too far.
Yeah, 5K radius is what
like
people
I'm north of the river, and a trip to Fremantle is like a day trip to me. And I love it, but I tend to only really go when I've got visitors or and there's so many restaurants and bars that I want to try, but then I think, oh my goodness, the Uber down there is going to cost a fortune and back. So I'm a big proponent of being able to just walk to where you're going out. Cut out the need for the Uber, you know, make it very easy. I'm lucky in my area that there are a lot of things sort of around that you can get to within sort of a 20-minute walk.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you like that?
Yeah, but I'm kind of the opposite. I live 10 minutes from Frio, so that's my...
Oh.
Yeah, that's where
I could vicariously live through your restaurant and bar visits.
Yes, I'll have to write little reviews and say worth going.
Yeah, like Maddalena's I want to try out.
It is there one, very good.
Is it Lions and Tigers?
Lions and Tigers.
Yeah, another one I want to try. Okay, mm-hmm. good to hear.
The Wild West.
And speaking of going out and...
venturing further afield.
For me, this will be very far away.
You have to book a night of accommodation.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Not quite.
But there's going to be something spectacular, something special in Joondalup.
Yes. So, of course, Perth is the City of Light and City of Joondalup sort of trading off at the moment with this laser show, which opened last night and it runs until April 2. It's spectacular. I've seen some of the pictures from this. We had a sneak peek on 7 News last night. So this is all part of the Joondalup Festival. Go and check it out, especially if you've got kids or that sort of thing. It's really, really good. So in terms of where the laser show is on at, it's at Hillary's Boat Harbour. So you can get, you know, view from many vantage points around there. But look, it's all happening in Hillary's, isn't it? They've got their beach club under construction. Mm-hmm. They've got the laser show. So, you know, it might be worth taking that, you know, trip over the Narrows, Kate.
Yeah, might have
to. Keep continuing up the freeway. But, yeah, it's fantastic to see this happening. So
yeah, and I think it's good to see places a little bit outside of the city get that little extra treatment.
Yeah, because you always see things in Northbridge and that sort of stuff, don't you? So especially when you've got families with kids, like sometimes, you know, if you're in suburban Joondalup to get into the city, you know, is a little bit of an effort. Whereas if you've got it in your backyard, perfect.
Yeah, may as well.
Yeah, something to do on the weekend maybe.
Oh, definitely. I think so. Well, thank you, Maddie. And thank you for joining me on The West Live. That's your news from The West Australian for Tuesday, the 14th of March. Don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Thank you.
Catch you tomorrow, Kat.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Kate Ryan.